Okay. Good evening, everyone. I would like to call to order the Executive Subcommittee of the Police Civilian Oversight Board of the City of Madison to order on December 3rd, 2025. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do roll call. Brandis.
Come on, here.
Okay, thank you. Vanessa Statham.
Here.
Katie Nelson. Okay. Devin Schneider.
Present.
And then Stephanie Rurick.
Here.
Maya Pearson here. Okay, we have quorum. Okay. Let me. Just 1 second. I clicked out of my agenda. Just 1 second, everyone. I apologize.
Katie just
Okay.
joined for like
Okay.
5 minutes.
Katie, we just finished roll call. Katie?
Here.
Okay, thank you, Katie Nelson. Okay, we have everyone. Okie dokie. So let's go ahead and go into public comments. Chioma, can you call the folks for a public comment, please?
We have only one person registered, Sharon.
Okay, thank you. Sharon Irwin, are you prepared to give your public comment?
Oh, tap to speak. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Okay, go
Okay.
ahead. You got your 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Hi. Real quick, I am having some frustration and issues with what's going on at the PCOB at the OMI office. On October 1st, you had a meeting that was closed to review the IM. At that point, that was in the agenda. At that point, you elected to allow Aaron Hilsum to run the OMI office until a temporary one could show up. Now, I'm not exactly sure where that came from because she belongs to the city of Madison. She's the director of what is that, HR. That's a direct conflict with the ordinances and the MOU, her involvement in there. Now, here on the 15th of October, the PCOB ever so gave your data analyst the right to move forward with the case. And he was stalled at every turn and every possibility based on Erin and how she felt as the head of a director of the HR, not working with the OMI. She should have never been there. There's a conflict going on there. And my case specifically has been held up. He is no longer allowed to work on that case. Not only that, John Patterson, chief of police, has now classified those files. They should never have been classified. I feel like I'm being obstructed on a level that is just not appropriate. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're doing, Maya, but I'm not sure you're paying attention to me because you're looking down. I don't see anybody else. I just see you. I feel like I'm not being listened to. I've sent email after email to Aaron saying what's going on, and I asked for the right to be told, why are you holding this up? And I never got an answer, not once, not twice, not even three times. I am being impeded, and I don't know why. Why can I not get this evidence? Why can it not become out? What is holding it up, and why is Aaron a part of that? That's my question. And I'm asking everybody on this board to please answer me, somebody, because I know you can hear my frustration. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring it out like that. But your data analyst has not been able to move forward. I sent the last email out, the last two, I believe, included the PCOB because I wasn't sure you were aware of what was going on. Now, there is no transparency when you go behind closed doors and make decisions. It's hard enough being a citizen trying to maneuver through all of this. But to be let down by the very people who are supposed to be helping me, that's hard because I put all my faith in this. Aaron Hilson should not be a part of the OMI. I'm so glad you found yourself the new in-between. And from what I know of her, she's got some very fine credentials. And it could very well be a great pick, but I didn't have to wait for her. And in truth, I have a strong enough case without her investigating it for the next 6 months as to move forward with you. I need you to set up that meet and greet with the lawyers, please. Because I'm telling you, if I don't move forward, how are all the other people behind me gonna move forward? We can't without that. This is personal for us. It's political for everybody else. But it's definitely personal for us. My grandson died at the hands of a police officer and all the information was squashed. And it's been squashed for 10 years and now you're squashing it again. Telling me it has custody, it's been something, but no, it's not. Unredacted information has been out here since 2017 and I don't know why it's classified now, but that happened at the direct onset of Aaron coming in and choosing the path that she chose. Because you didn't have any leadership. It wasn't your job, Maya. You're doing your job. It wasn't the board's job to be the OIM, but it was somebody else's job than hers. And now I'm sitting here waiting for how long? I'm in limbo. How long am I going to be in limbo? Has anybody got any idea? Because I've been here with the OMI and the PCOB and the last one. I knew her well, and I knew she wasn't going to work out. I'm being a very patient woman, but my patience is going away because I feel this was deliberate. Now tell me why it isn't. I'm going to let that go right now because you can hear where I am. Please set up for the lawyers. If nothing else, my lawyers can be a part of that. This almost reeks of civil violation. Mine. I'm not like this. And in all truth, I don't give a damn about that. I care about my grandson's right to be heard in a court of law and you guys helping us get there. That's all I care about. And it's not happening. And it's not happening because you didn't give him the right to do it. You did. I'm probably over my time. But somebody else stepped in and took over that. And that's not right. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I appreciate you allowing me to go past.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
I appreciate you listening to me. Please help me do something.
Yes, thank you, Sharon. And me looking down is because I actually take notes when people get
I was figuring that, but you know, I like to know.
Absolutely.
Because if I could, I'd be looking all of you in the face.
Yeah.
I'd be talking from my heart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for showing up.
Yep, always. I'm always going to show up. It just is important.
Yes.
I'm going to show up even after I go to court. I'm going to show up for the people who are behind me.
Sharon.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you, Sharon. And I, by no means am I pushing to move on, but the next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. If I can get a motion to approve the minutes from October 1st, 2025. Okay, it looks like Stephanie is making that motion, and looks like Vanessa is seconding that. Is there any objection to unanimously accepting the minutes? Okay, there's no objection. That means that it passes 6-0. Any disclosures and recusals that need to be made tonight? Okay, seeing none. Okay. Next is the Office of the Independent Monitors updates. Erin, unfortunately, is unable to be with us tonight, but she did give me a pretty lengthy document, just outlining some of the things. So I'll go ahead and just read what she has mentioned. We wanted to make sure that we touched on the standard procedure operating development that the office has been conducting, and Chioma has been spearheading that along with Greg. And essentially, the SOPs are just how things operate within the office. Right now, Chioma is working on the development of procedures for the OIM's reports to the PCOB, the onboarding of a new OIM staff member, onboarding of a PCOB member, PCOB stipends, staff payrolls, vendor setups, purchase cards. So that's the P card that folks mentioned, expense claims, complaint intake and review. I know that is something that we are still actively working on. And then also any press releases or media notices, as well as just the creation and setup of the PCOB meetings and creation and setup of the PCOB subcommittee meetings. And then we'll have another conversation a little later about the security documents. And so these are some of the standard procedure operating standard operating procedure development that is happening in the office currently. Chioma has been working with someone in the city as well who does this with different departments. And so our hope is that we can get more of a concise, like first rough draft of all the different SOPs for the office that then we as a body then can like look at and kind of like look through and make any kind of revisions that need to be made. With that, Chiamo did ask if we can ask folks if there are areas that folks would also from this body recommend that we have an SOP on. And so I'm just want to just open it up to folks to see if there is anything that folks would like to add to that. To that list. And this is not an extensive, exhaustive list. It is forever moving. So, if anyone has any thoughts or off the bat. Okay. If not, like just as we marinate that, if there are things that pop up later, just let me know. And we can look to start working on something similar to that. The attorney list. And so let me get to that part. So we have the list for the attorney, the list that we had looked at before, and we had proposed some questions that we would like to ask, just in general, the list of attorneys. And that work somewhat stalled a little bit once Robin was no longer with us. However, we are still looking to pick that up. And the conversation that I had with Aaron was once Mika is on, we can then move forward possibly at our next meeting, either December 1 or the January meeting. Where in probably the executive meeting in January, which is the first, well, the first like full week, and have like an in-person, have our meeting in person. And so we can have an in-person meeting with the attorneys and have them show up, and kind of have just like the meet and greet then, and then have our questions solidified. So that is the update for the attorney list. And any questions about that, or if someone wants to kind of like spearhead that with Mika and Aaron to get that going. Okay. I'm not seeing any questions. Okay. And then the complaints and investigation updates. And so I'll just read what Erin sent to me. She says that Greg has done a phenomenal job in going through all of the investigations to detail when they have been f or when they were filed, by whom, if there is a complete complaint was received, in adding any PSIA information to each of the complaints. We are also centralized all of the documents in the folder only accessible to the OIM, but is shared space so that those in the office can assist complaints as they come in. And so that's kind of being built in, from my understanding, into one of the SOPs as well for the office. We also have created a log that the interim independent monitor, Mika, will be able to use in her meetings with us to report out of any other information around the investigations and their status. Currently, kind of tied in with the OIR scope and relationship, I had a conversation with Aaron about some of the funding that we had left around the money for the legal fees. And one thing that we were able to talk about and get going is this relationship with the OIR around working with us to just make sure that, any SOP that we have around the investigations is clear, concise, making sure that if there are recommendations that they have after looking at some of our work, if there are recommendations that we can, I guess, organize the work better, around the security protocols and such. Then, we can be able to have that ready also when Mika starts as well. And so that we can continue the work. And so there's not like a lull, for Mika to kind of get like the learning curve and then come in and try to do the work, but that these things will, somewhat be ready for her to kind of hit the pavement running. So right now with the hire of the OIR, we have an agreement in the contract for the next couple months where they will review and recommend, review and have any recommendations related to our complaint process, review and the rec and recommend any recommendations of our security protocols, and then review and audit and next steps for our case files. In a couple of our case files, there may be able to produce some findings for ones that were near completion. And then also having a conversation with Mika. Erin had the conversation with Mika. She indicated that she would prefer any findings wait until she was able to start and issue them out as an interim independent monitor, which I think I agree with that assessment. Erin also agreed with that assessment as the best course action. So really trying to find ways to kind of invest in some of the lack of the foundation that we had previously around the investigations, and so that we can get some of those done, get those completed, and that we're not waiting months and months and months to kind of complete some of the work that has been going on. Any questions in that? Oh, and then also Greg is also currently preparing the first files that are going to be shared with the OIR through a secure file share access. Any questions about that? Any thoughts? Okay. Records and certain confidentiality. So we have had a couple open records requests. Well, we had one open records request that was received while Erin has been serving in the role. She has fulfilled that open records request and to ensure that there were none that were left for the new interim independent monitor. And so right now there are none pending. She wanted to make sure that for some clarification, when we receive an open records request, because I did ask this when we have one, like, what is the not like, how does the city operate when open records requests? I only know in some other kind of systems, like a legal department, they go into a legal department, there's some kind of mechanism that happens there, and then it's fulfilled that way. So I just wanted to make sure that she had a statement in here about just the clarification of when the city departments receive an open records request, what that looks like. So when we receive an open records request, this with the city, the request gets logged if it isn't received through a portal in the first place. In our case, Chioma will log those, and the responding agency is responsible for providing the response. And so we are the ones, the office is the one that it responds to that. We treat each open records request differently than how we treat like questions, and which gets a response without logging and go through the open records request process. She wanted just to make sure that she stated that it has been her office's policy in a in the HR that all emails receive responses as we have capacity and knowledge to do so. But that will be something that the Office of the Independent Monitor should develop a policy on, giving the high number of contacts with the public. And so I think that that is something that we're going to have to add to our list in terms of the standard operating procedures. And I just wanted just to make sure that folks had some context behind that. Any questions about that update? Okay. Data security update. So Greg, the data analyst, has been did some initial research on the data security issue, and Erin has met with Robin to talk through also the data security in the office. And someone has been helping her in drafting an initial policy that then we as the PCOB will have the opportunity to review and give any edits, and then at the end be able to approve. In the meantime, in order to gather some of the information, we needed some information from MPD to adequately audit all the investigations, and we have been committed to following the related. To the following related police documents. So one thing that layers four items, no physical documents will be removed from the office, and then all APMs will be followed related to confidentiality, as well as network security and protocol transmission of all documents to the OIR for completion of their products will be via secure Dropbox. And we will not store or transmit any documents using unapproved hardware or software. She believes that with these small assurances, MPD has agreed to release information necessary to move forward with our audit when even while we work through our full policy. So right now, the process for the security policy will include December 8th. Erin will release a draft to the independent monitor, and that will be the interim, Mika, and then also us as the executive committee and OIR for review and concerns or any kind of revisions. And then December 17th, after initial modifications, a new draft will be provided to the PCOB and updated at least 24 hours in advance of the meeting. And PCOB will be able to give feedback. After obtaining feedback, IT and the city attorney's office will review any new edits to produce a final document. And then OIM will then be able to implement that document as a policy within the office. And we'll provide an update to the PCOB at a subsequent meeting. So that is the update around the security, the data security, and the open records. Any questions about those two items? Okay. So like looks like there are no questions about that, and I will just finish out with the hire of the permanent independent monitor. So Julie Trimble, who we've worked with before, will be the analyst assigned to work with us to hire the permanent independent monitor. We actually worked with Julie when we did the first hire, like the first couple hires, when I was on the board earlier. It was like she's really good at what she does. So I'm excited to continue working with someone just to make sure that we're dotting our I's, crossing our T's, and that we get the best person in for that permanent position. And then the plan is that we will be setting up a meeting with Julie, Mika, and myself to start to develop that plan and process, including robust public comment in January. And so previously on the board, we had a very extensive, very involved, multi-part hiring process. And my hopes is like with this process that we are able to gather as much information from the community, that there will be, community feedback loops in areas where the community can be more involved. But then also too that board members feel like they are also involved in every process parts of the hiring of the permanent independent monitor. So any questions about that? Okay. So that is up for that's all of the Office of the Independent Monitor updates. So moving on to the subcommittee updates, if Stephanie, if you want to give any updates that you may have since the last meeting around the External Policy and Procedure Subcommittee.
Just we have another meeting next week, and that's pretty much the update.
Okay, thank you. And then Devin, if you want to give the Community Engagement Subcommittee update.
We haven't met in a month. I'm hoping to have a meeting this month. My hopes was with Mika coming on to have a community listening session with her, so that way we have the public involved and the public can ask any questions to her as well as to the board. So that's kind of my plan. So it might be closer to the January part, but I think it'd be beneficial for the community as well as, everyone to have that open discussion with Mika once she's fully on.
Okay, thank you so much. Any questions, y'all, for Stephanie or Devin? Okay, seeing none, moving on to the next agenda item, which is the interim IM onboarding. So Mika is, I believe she's on her way here. So if she hasn't already arrived, I haven't heard that she has, but I do know that she's on her way here. She will start next week. And next week will be mostly her getting acclimated to the city. And so she will, kind of work with like meet Chioma, meet Greg, learn more about the office. There may be meetings that are scheduled even with us individually so she can get to know us as the board. So just make sure that you all kind of look out for that. Erin, as she is kind of passing the reins on to Mika, will still be able to assist with any things that need to be shared. And because Erin is the HR director, she's also offered her expertise in helping kind of like some of the HR things. So if there are like city trainings and things like that that Mika needs to do, making sure that those pieces are done. So I know that when a city employee comes on, there's a whole list of like things that they need to kind of check off. And Erin will assist with that. Aaron mentioned, and we had a pretty lengthy conversation about wanting to make sure that if there are any requests or questions that might be helpful for onboarding from the board or anything that you all feel like is super important. One thing that we mentioned was to Devin's point of having like a community listening session, but also before then, kind of having Mika go through and our organizations meet the people who are approved organizations, but then also with other organizations in the community. And so if there's like any folks that y'all think outside of our list of folks that it would be really important for her to connect with or meet. You can say it now, or just send an email or text me or something like that, just to let me know if there are folks that you think she should meet with directly as she's building relationships, because his work is very relational, and will be important that she meets with folks. So any questions or requests that folks have for the onboarding of Mika? And I'll try to get like a more concrete list this week to you all of like what she will be kind of going through for her training. Go ahead, Devin.
I think what also might be beneficial is kind of when you meet with Mika, kind of going over what we decided as a board through our discussions with ABBA and our learnings and kind of how we restructured. I think that could be very important, and so she can have that understanding.
Okay, yes. Thank you for that. And kind of like the history through the work that we've done. Okay. Any other thoughts that folks may have or requests? Okay. If folks think of anything, like I said, you guys can always send me an email or let me know, call me or text me and let me know. And like I said, I'll make sure to get by the end of the week just a more concrete list of all of the trainings that she is required by the city to go through, but then also things that, ideas that we may have. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I was just going to say that maybe also seeing what trainings, based on the us needing to take trainings, like what trainings she feels that would be really beneficial for us to be taking based on her experience and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank y'all. Really looking forward to Mika to start with us, y'all. Like I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really good. And I think she will definitely assist us in really building some of the pieces really strong, and have a stronger foundation for us and then also for the office. So really looking forward to that. The PCOB annual report. And so I went through our ordinance again just to make sure that I had it correct. So per our ordinance, we actually don't have to have our annual re there's no date necessarily set of when we have to submit our annual report. I think I have in the past mentioned that we had to have it by the end of the year. However, when I just wanted to make sure that that was the case and read our ordinance a couple times again around that area. So the Office of the Independent Monitor has an actual date, which is the March 15th date of the following year. And because we don't necessarily have a date, I wanted to see what folks thought about having our annual report kind of follow the Office of the Independent Monitor's annual report. So the annual report for the Independent Monitor, which is required to submit by March 15th, how folks felt about us also then submitting our report by March 15th, or any other thoughts of dates that might make sense. Because as I was looking too, I'm thinking as December 31st, 2025, that doesn't necessarily allow us time to really dig more into what has occurred in December. With the, for instance, the interim coming in and us hiring the interim. And so we really wouldn't have that December piece finalized and ready to go in our report. Even if we wanted to, because it's we would say it's due December 31st. So any thoughts on following the 15th of March of the following year and or any other dates that folks kind of have or thoughts about? Go ahead, Stephanie.
I think March 15th or else the end of March is good around the first quarter makes sense. And I agree that doing it in the year that you're reporting on is too soon. And if we do it at the same time as the OIM report, we can complement each other, like make sure that we don't have a bunch of redundancy between the two and make sure that we cover all
All
things.
the things. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Any other thoughts from folks? Okay. I don't believe like we necessarily need a motion for that. I think what we can do is we can create a just our own kind of internal policy around our annual reports, and we can kind of make that as a date for ourselves, and then that would be approved. Then we would need a motion to kind of do that. But go ahead, Stephanie.
Tangentially related. Sorry. I just remembered someone had sent an email about taking notes at these meetings to have more thorough notes. And I was just thinking about some of the like details that we talk about at meetings don't get represented in the minutes. And I just remembered that yeah, we were gonna talk about notes. So I see that you're taking notes, but I just want to make sure to keep these details and then also know in the future, like be sure that we know that we're doing it and how to find them.
Yes, absolutely. I know Chioma. Go ahead, Chioma.
Hi, I just wanted to say for the notes, city committees do not take those kind of notes for meetings because the video serves as the minutes for each meeting. So what we do basically is just to record motions, which is why that's all you ever see in the minutes. We just want to have like a written version of all the motions that have been taken. And when we are not sure, we just go back to the videos for details if we need those. So that's why the minutes look the way they do. Taking notes during the meeting, I mean, it's a lot that is being discussed, especially in our kind of meetings, plus other city committees. So the minutes, if we were to take all those notes and actually publish them, would just keep going on and on and on and on. So the motions are the things that the board or the committee acts on and has agreed to. So those are the ones that get documented.
Thank you for that context, Chioma. Yeah, I mean each different bodies, depending on the body, does things a little more differently. And so thank you for providing that context, especially for like the board members, but also for the public so that they understand that. Any other questions about the annual reports? We have here the tentative date of March 15th. Is there anyone in particular on the subcommittee that would like to kind of like work with me on the annual report? I know that Stephanie and Devin will do their respective subcommittee reports to add to the annual report. But if there is another exec committee member that would like to kind of work with me on developing the draft, that would be great to allow other folks to kind of help support. And if not, totally fine. Vanessa, don't wave your hand too fast. I'm just kidding. Well, think about it. If there is someone that would like to work with me on the draft, then just let me know. I know Devin and Stephanie will always already have their parts that they have to do. Well, not have to, but should, as the chairs do. So yeah, just let me know if there are folks that would like to work on it. Any questions about the annual report before we move on? Okay. This next topic is about communication. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for elevating the communication loops conversation that we should and need to have. And so, really, this conversation is just around making sure if there are any other additional needs that we feel that the board has, where it's the communication between the board, the exec committee, the subcommittees, what that looks like in terms of like communication from me as a chair, what the communication looks like from the office, and like this loop of information, and then of course. How and what information gets disseminated also to the public. I know that we've had extensive public comments about folks not understanding really like how the communication is supposed to be relayed, even with communication from liaisons to their organizations that they were nominated from. So kind of clarifying those roles as well, and also making sure that if there is a more appropriate way to have those forms of communications between the different groups, what those might look like and what those might be. And so, really trying to solicit feedback from this body about communication. And Stephanie, did I give that justice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and as part of that, I'm also at a time when we have a city attorney present. I also just want to go through again when we got oriented, we were told so, to avoid texts and different, just a variety of things. So yeah, I just want a refresher on how to be clean and clear as possible to not be getting into open records issues. And yeah, and then just as you all know, we've gotten a lot of requests from press lately. So all of that stuff, just trying to be clean and professional and effective.
Yeah, thank you for that. So, any thoughts about what folks feel like they need or what would be helpful for them around communication needs in these different areas? So, I guess I'll jump off so like folks can kind of like think about that. One of the things that I had reached out to the office about is that I know that the PCOB, we have our website under the Office of the Independent Monitor. And as I during the time that we were being in the midst of being defunded, I was reading a lot of the blogs from the different alders that they were sending out to all of their constituents because, of course, I subscribe to everyone's blogs. And what made me think about it is it would be nice if we, the PCOB, had a mechanism where we could have a blog as well. And so I was thinking about what that feedback loop to the community would be. Instead of like me or someone in the office sending out like an email blast to all these different people, what would it look like if we could have more of a centralized way for people to get updates? So, if I wanted to follow my alder's updates, then I would go on to their website. On the city site, and then I would like put my information in to get those updates. And then I would get those updates based off of that list. And so that was one of the things that I thought might be helpful for us getting that feedback loop from the body to the public as a way to kind of bridge that. And then, of course, like what communication should be, making sure that folks know and things, that's a whole nother conversation. But that was one area that I thought would be helpful for some communication needs from the board to the public. So if there are any other thoughts of like what you specifically feel like you need to do your job well, and or like what you think would be helpful for the communication between the office and the board and then subcommittees as well. Thoughts? Go ahead, Stephanie.
I think a blog would be great for having more transparency and having people get even information. That's an issue, is like everybody hears something different or has a different interpretation. Yeah, I guess that's all for now. Oh, and it'll help tremendously to have an active interim independent monitor. So I think that will help a lot of these things in general, and that we can be better before she comes in.
Okay. Thank you. Ahead, Devin.
I would say maybe if we can set up like a cadence in regards to the communication from the OIM to the board, because I feel like a lot goes on, and if we're getting updates on a monthly, like monthly basis, we might not be like, if we're getting asked, as board members, what's happening or what the OIM is working on, we might not be able to, answer that. And I know now having Mika come on and stuff, I'm hoping those issues go away. But I also think like it would be nice just to set up a cadence so we don't have to wait for like this meeting to say, this is what the OIM's working on, and we'll kind of already know.
Yeah. Devin, let me ask you a question. What do you think would that cadence look like? Do you think would be bi-weekly or bi-monthly? Would it be, weekly? What do you think?
I was thinking bi-monthly or like bi-weekly, like, so just because I didn't think weekly, there's going to be an update every week, and so at least that way, so I don't want also Mika to have to send a report every week to like everything, but I think, yeah, like twice a month would be reasonable for me, in my opinion.
Okay. And you're thinking more so along the lines of what the office is working on.
Right, like what they're working on, like if they say got like five new more complaints or anything like I feel like is relevant that the board should know, or anything like we or like how we could support Mika, stuff like that, help needed type things if she needs help, just stuff like that, like.
Okay.
So I feel like if we create that environment where we have that open communication, that expectation, then we're just setting ourselves up for success.
So I put here biweekly, and I like what the office is working on, but I starred complaints, like update of the complaints, and then also investigation updates. Okay.
And then if she like needs help needed, like if she needs, like how can you, yeah, so anything like that, so we can all support each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that might be helpful because I know previously I had a cadence with Robin, that was supposed to be weekly, where we just have a like an hour check-in. And so I think that that might be good to just kind of like utilize those check-ins and can utilize that as also as an update too. Okay. Any other folks have any ideas or thoughts around what they need or what they think might be helpful around communication? Okay. One thing I did think about was since no one else is raising their hands in a moment, but one of the things I did think about was like maybe doing a media training and comms training for us for the full board. Previously we did when I was on the board earlier, we worked with the Local Voices Network where we kind of learned we learned how to have community conversations with folks. But that was one of the areas that I think that we definitely needed. I knew that previously the chair was the one who kind of spoke on behalf of the board, but I think it would be good that we get all like comms or media training in itself so that, you know, even if it's like we're responding to media requests, or if not, that we're also responding to the public in a way that kind of is uniform, in that some of us are able to communicate a little more effectively, or just grow that skill and that muscle, especially as we finish. I think it'd be important, especially as we finish investigations, and those things start to go public. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot that comes from those. So I want to make sure that, you know, we as a board are able to kind of stand firm in our own and stand confident in the face of just making sure that we are communicating effectively. So for the sake of us, but also for the sake of the public too. So that was one area that I thought might be helpful in terms of just communications needs that the board has. Go ahead, Vanessa.
So what would that look like? Maybe like role playing, or do you know what the structure of that type of training would be?
So there's a lot of different ways. Most of the comms trainings that I have engaged in personally have been around being an elected official. And so I think that would be vastly different in many ways than us kind of like as a community board. But yeah, I mean, from some of the trainings that I do know exist, there are like role plays, there are, you know, working on how to do a press release, working on how to just like respond to the public when responding from questions and things like that. Also there's like a way to kind of communicate with decorum. And so and then there was one training I took in the past that had to do when something is very, when there's a lot of tension and you need to respond, like how to respond when things are very, when there's a lot of tension and emotions are high, and how to respond to that effectively. And so there's that. So I think that it can really be like however folks feel that they need support, and I think we can definitely find someone. I'm not looking to give the training to anyone. I'm not selecting myself to do it. If there's someone on this board that has that skill and would like to do that, by all means, I support that. But I was more so looking at maybe we could have someone come in and do that for us, whether that is a contractor. I would prefer to have a not a city, group do that for us. But if we could find, and I'm sure we can find like someone in the public to be able to do that with us, whether it's an organization or someone nationally that is able to do that. So it was just a thought. So yes, role playing, yes, possibly. But really, it could be crafted however our needs are for on that. Any other questions that folks have about that or thoughts that folks may want to provide? And again, this isn't the only time that we have to talk about this, so folks can still send information to us later. Thoughts. Okay. So seeing no other thoughts about the communications, thanks for that conversation, y'all. If anything sparks later or someone reaches out like, hey, I think this might be great, please let me know. And I'll try to see if I can get out the information too, if things like that come later. I wanted to add the future agenda topic item on the agenda now forever at our regular PCOB meetings and for our committee meetings. And Stephanie and Devin, if you want to add it to your agendas for your subcommittee meetings, I think it'd be great. And so I wanted just to solicit any ideas that folks may have about future agenda topics, either for the executive subcommittee or for the full PCOB meeting. One of the roles of the executive subcommittee is to build the agenda for the full PCOB meetings, and I would take feedback and thoughts from folks to help me craft that and approve that agenda. So if there are any thoughts of future topics that folks are interested in, please say them now. Go ahead, Devin.
So when we hosted the last community listening session, the thing I heard from the community is that the board really doesn't have a way to for outreach for youth. Like how does youth know about the PCOB? Or if a complaint actually happened, can a youth actually fill that out? Do they need an adult? Like those were questions that I didn't have answered. Had answers to I so I feel like just looking at youth in general and how we as a board are trying to communicate to the youth and then how do we have them like in regards to our intake process, like can there's a complaint, can they do that, like what are the rules of that? But I know there was a lot of like questions about that, and I think that there is some over policing with youth, so I think it is important that they have the resources and they know what to do. So I think as a board, I think it'd be beneficial for us to explore that in the future.
Okay. No, that's thank you so much. I know in the past we had a member of the youth on our board. And I kind of have to say that just a little cautiously because I don't know everyone's age here. So and I don't know everyone's age previously, but I do know for sure that one of our members previously had expressed that they were, under like I think under 23 or something like that at the time. And so they felt like they were part of the youth group. I know that Hope is the liaison to Freedom Inc., which works with a lot of youth. And I think some of us also work with youth, but no, I think that is a great place to kind of like think about more deeply about like our relationship with like the youth and like the outreach and what that might look like. I know that Commonwealth has a youth group around policing, and so that I know I attended a couple of their meetings in the past in a different capacity, but that might be an area too that we may be able to outreach to them and figure out what that might look like because there isn't anyone on this board currently that is from Commonwealth, I believe. So Yeah, I don't know. Do folks feel like, yeah, let's put that on the next agenda or on a as a topic possibly for a future agenda. Devin, were you thinking about having that as the full board meeting or the executive committee meeting?
Mary, I was like, where's my unmute? I think it would be fine at the full board meeting so everyone could have put their thoughts in, because I know not everyone joins the executive subcommittee, even though everyone's welcome to, but that way the board's there, we can get people's input, and then if a motion, if we make a decision and have to vote and make a motion, we have all the people there to do it.
That makes sense. Thank you. Any other thoughts about future agenda topic items? Go ahead, Stephanie.
So it's about the EPMP meeting next week, and Mika will be around. I don't know if she'll be at that meeting. So our last meeting, we met with Captain Nautigal going through the strategic plan and came up with a couple sort of priority areas, and we need to make a work plan. So that will be in the future. And to be frank and totally honest, I'm not exactly sure how to go about it, like, because it is impacting the police, but I'm trusting that she will assist us. So, and it seems like a thing that rose to the top is just, even though there are, it's just the need for more uniform training and standard operating procedures among police, so there's not so much variability in how someone's treated or what someone's charged with or where someone's referred, depending on which individual officer responds. So that is a priority, and figuring out how to tackle that is going to be a thing. But then also next week, we were going to be talking about the records issues, confidentiality, MPD stuff. And once again, having Mika coming on right then might change how that looks entirely. And right now, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with that in the agenda, but I think I'll probably find out over the coming week. So, anyhow, that's, since it was on this agenda, I just thought I'd mention those things, but I'm maybe just waiting for Mika to help get those things together.
Great, thanks. Any other thoughts of like future agenda topics that folks are interested in? I know our MPD training has kind of like stalled a little bit just because of all the transition. My hope is that we can put that back and get that up and going. That is okay. We don't need a whole lot of things yet. So right now I just have for future items, youth outreach, and kind of bringing that to the full board about just having a preliminary conversation of how do we make sure that one, that youth know who we are, two, that if there are questions about how they can get involved in the intake process, and how there's that loop even to youth, and also like how they inform us, right? Because a lot of times the work that we're gonna be doing, well, the work that we are doing, definitely involves youth and in a lot of spaces, especially what's been happening in recent months. The work plan, as it relates to MPD, SOPs and trainings, those are the two things. Again, if there are other items that folks are interested in, please let me know. Either for the exec committee or for the full board meeting. Our next full board meeting, I believe, is the 17th. And so I would like to try to get the agenda out by the end of the week. And so we're a little like to make sure that we have a little more leeway. And I apologize for getting out this agenda so late. So, any other questions around the future agenda topics? This will be a standing agenda topic is a future agenda topics. Okay. Any other questions before I entertain a motion to adjourn? Any other thoughts that folks may have? Okay. Well, I will entertain a motion to adjourn if someone can make one. Stephanie,
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
can I get a second? Okay, Katie seconded. Is there any objection to unanimously? No, I think I have to do a roll call actually. I think someone told me that like last time. Okay. Katie, do you agree? Yes.
Sorry, it takes me a while sometimes to find the mute
It's all
button
right.
and the mute button. Yes, I agree.
Okay, Devin.
I agree.
Okay, Vanessa. Okay, Stephanie.
Yes.
Okay, Brandis. I think she there. I mean, she did unanimously say
Be
no. So,
adjourned.
okay, and I say yes. So, yes, we are adjourned, y'all. Have a good night. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye.